part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Stephen, on assignment for his mother's breast cancer charity, and it's of course Mother's Day weekend. So we want to start this final hour of the broadcast by wishing all the moms that are listening, or that may be listening, or that may be jumping into the conversation here in the next few minutes, a happy Mother's Day. So no matter how much you hate me or what I'm about to say, I want you to know that I hope you have a great Mother's Day tomorrow. Because moms, if you're a mom and you work hard to be a good mom, then you deserve a good Mother's Day. So hopefully someone is going to treat you to a nice honor of some sort on Mother's Day tomorrow. Anyway, Kevin McCullough in for both Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Stephen every now and then needs to go do some stuff officially for his mother's breast cancer charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. That have literally raised millions of dollars in recent years towards finding a cure for breast cancer. Very important issue close to my heart and to my lovely brides, both of our moms, victims of breast cancer. And both of them born in the same year, though they died about 15 years apart. Speaking of moms, when you go back into the stage of life where you are raising small children, recently it has been brought to my attention that the cycles of your life change. You know that's obvious in the beginning because you don't get any sleep for about 6 weeks. Although we did. I was surprised. When baby James came and he just turned two, we had his two-year birthday party today, although he turned two a couple of weeks ago. We only had a couple of weeks of like really hardcore sleep deprivation, and then he pretty much got on a 4 or 5 hour stretch at a time schedule, and that was like a miracle. And so we were happy about that. But there are other things that begin to have kind of ramifications in the way you live your life. And there was this article in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago that noted that depending on your parenting style, you might actually lose friends as adults because of how somebody parents their child contemporary to you parenting your child. And because you don't agree with how they parent their child, you don't want your children hanging out with their children because of the lack or degree of discipline that they implement. Maybe you're the easygoing one and you don't want your kid hanging out with the really hardcore one. But the New York Times piece that was brought to my attention had all of these kind of ramifications of parenting being discussed and how they impacted people's actual relationships with their friends. And I had to say, I recognized it as being very valid because in our own home, the lovely Mrs. McCullough, since we have had baby James, has had a change in some of her friendships. And in one very close friendship that she has, and they do things more now than they've ever done before, they are moms that have a very similar worldview. And I mean worldview. What they think of God, what they think of politics, what they think of child rearing, how they discipline their children, what they believe about education, nutrition, parenting, wifehood, everything. Like, there's a very similar kind of soulmate kind of connection that they've made with each other, that they kind of see the world the same way as. And vice versa, there have been some friends that both of them have known who have had kids about the same length of time, but because they're like laissez-faire and they like don't tell their kids no, And the kids come over, and they start getting into everything, and they don't even bother saying no to them then. And it's become the lovely bride and her friend's opinion, it may not be the best thing in the world to let our kids grow up with their kids, because they're going to pick up all the bad habits of their kids. And at the root of the controversy here, there's a couple of things working against each other. And one of them is parenting styles, methodologies. And so this last week, Time Magazine, in time for its Mother's Day issue, the issue that comes out before Mother's Day, put a bare-boobed woman on its cover with a toddler breastfeeding from her, standing on a stool in front of her. And you have a clear, open side shot of the breast, and the toddler's looking at the camera, and the mother's looking at the camera, and there's this kind of like, hey. Some people, when I put this on Facebook, they say, well, you know, that I consider the cover of that pornography. That's a whole different discussion. And if you feel that way, that's certainly something that, you know, you're entitled to feel. Now, I'm not here to tell you what amount of nudity is good or not good for you personally. But it's the content inside the article and the parallel article that run alongside with this interview with that mom that was that model for that cover on this week's Time Magazine that kind of caught my attention. And the same reporter that did the original article on the parenting styles in the debate about attachment parenting, which is the subject of the controversy, does this interview with this 26-year-old mom. Now, the mother's name that's on the cover of Time Magazine is Jamie Lynn Grumet. She's 26, and she looks every ounce of 26. Young, beautiful, perfect skin, soft brown eyes, blonde hair. You can see, you know, beautiful woman from looking at her in every way. Kate Pickert is the author of the article for Time Magazine. And she interviews Jamie Lynn Grumet, who posed, boob exposed, on the cover of Time Magazine this week. And she's from Los Angeles. She has two sons, one who turns four within another week or so, and one who is five. And one of them is adopted, and one of them, the four-year-old is a natural child. The five-year-old is the adopted child. And I guess Time Magazine had a pretty good understanding that the cover they were coming up with for this issue was going to be somewhat controversial. So they prepped this interview to run inside the magazine in case people wanted to know more behind the scenes of the topless woman on the cover of their magazine. So Kate Pickert, who wrote the article about the man who remade motherhood, and it's really about Dr. Spears and what he's done in advancing the attachment parenting movement. I can tell you more about that in a second. But Kate Pickert asks this mom, are you a fan of Bill Spears? And I want to, and by extension, of his advocacy of attachment parenting. And I just want you to see what she says in response. He's great. I've read all his books. He has a gentle spirit. I find what he says to be non-judgmental and relevant to what's happening today. We're finding out about some issues that are popping up with our children's health. I feel like he's doing this because he knows this is best, and the way he does it is graceful and educating rather than condemning. Now, she gives about eight reasons in the context of that answer. Not a single one of them, friends, listen to this, not a single one of them has anything to do with attachment parenting being good for the child.
It's all about her. Non-judgmental. Relevant to my world today. Learning about issues that are popping up in current children's health. So I'm getting information. He's graceful. He's educational. And he's not condemning. Nowhere in that first response to the first question does she say, my child is definitely better off because of attachment parenting for the following reasons. Don't know if you've even given any thought, but I want to get your opinion on attachment parenting and some of what I believe are some of the interesting side effects from it. Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
Well, what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted Standard Roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
You've got your reasons, reasons just to walk away. No one will blame you if you didn't want to face the pain. You find yourself up against the wall. You're scared to push because it might fall and it turns.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Time Magazine taking on the issue of attachment parenting in this week's issue with a rather risque cover and, a very provocative approach to trying to get the message out. Now, maybe you're like me and maybe you're saying in the last bit, Kevin, this sounds interesting, but I don't know anything about attachment parenting because I didn't either. I was not raised in a home where attachment parenting was necessarily practiced. Though if what Time Magazine says are really the key components of it, I don't have any problem with any of the key components. Evidently, attachment parenting, in terms of how they define it, is three different things. It's sleeping in the family bed, so you've got the kiddos in with mom and dad for a while, at least a portion of their childhood. The other thing is baby wearing, what they refer to as baby wearing. So you have a sling, and this baby stays next to you, up against you, for extended periods of time, as much as you can allow it to when you're out working or doing whatever it is you're doing. And then the third component, and really the component that Time Magazine was kind of shoving in everybody's face, is the extended breastfeeding period. Like, well into toddlerhood, even elementaryhood. There's been documented cases of this where people have had controversial, breastfeeding habits where a mother is feeding a child as old as 6, 7, 8 years of age. And so This entire article coming out, and they're saying that this is Dr. Spears. And by the way, the link that I've put up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01, has a video at the bottom of it that Kate Pickert, the author of the article, actually answers some additional questions. And it's very intriguing what she says, because she delves into the background of Dr. Spears a little bit. And this was a man who had been... Well, he felt like his own growing up years with his own parents had not gone very well, that there was some abandonment issues and some other things. And so the idea is, when the parent is around, if they're an attachment parenting parent, they strap that baby to them, they wear that baby, they breastfeed into much later years than traditional parents would, and they have them sleep in the family bed. Real simple question to you. Does that sound dangerous or abnormal or weird? Or is that healthy and good and whole? Did you practice attachment parenting? Is it something that worked for you? If so, please explain to me the benefits of it. Because this is a serious question. I doubt I could convince the lovely bride to change her parenting methods. She's done very well with baby James. He's 2 years old. He's exceedingly independent. And has a mind that is already very, very highly developed, and he's doing very well. We have another one on the way in September, by the way. So this is going to be, we're going to have two in the laboratory working out the little kinks of life, seeing if we can get them molded and shaped in time to leave our home and this world by age 18 in a proper and respectful way. But there was one other piece of the article's interview with the cover model from the Time Magazine that really bothered me. Leave the home world is what I meant. Not this earth, but leave the universe at the house. Okay, so the cover model on Time Magazine has two kids. One's four, that's a natural born child. One's five. Now, I didn't even know this was possible. But apparently a non-maternal woman can, in fact, with an adopted child, produce milk. Self-lactation is something that they are capable of doing. But I'm not exactly sure I understand why the rationale would be to do it. But she said, she's asked about the breastfeeding of her own children, and she said, well, you know, with my natural-born son, it's a wonderful thing. She said, my mother breastfed me until I was 6 years old, and I self-weaned. Okay, that's a whole other thing. Should the child really be the one who's determining when the feeding stops? When do parents actually exert any parenthood in these situations now? I'm not quite following this. 888-340-3373. But then Kate Pickard asks the model, Jamie Lynn Grume, the mother who's on the cover of Time magazine, she says, what about your adopted son? And she said, we were able to bring our son home in November of 2010. She said, I know so many amazing women who have induced their lactation. That's that thing I was just describing. But she said, I had milk from feeding my biological son. Okay, so her biological son had already been born. She got her now five-year-old in November of 2010. That means he was like 3 years old when she began to nurse him. So she didn't even start the nursing process with her three-year-old until he was 3 years of age. She said, I was ready for attack as soon as I posted discussions about this on my blog. She said it was also transracial. So she keeps a blog of what she does and posts pictures of it and so forth. Friends, I've got a lot of interesting... I think if attachment parenting is something that has kind of taken this generation of parents by storm and is helping to shape the children and thus the culture by extension of where we are headed, I think I now am beginning to understand to a better degree what is going on in our culture. Because you have working mothers who feel so exceedingly guilty about the time they're not spending with their kids that they come home and they do this attachment stuff thinking that the quality of the condensed time they have will make up for the quantity of time they're not there. So they're strapping them on their bodies. They're letting them sleep in the bed with them. They're breastfeeding them until they're 6, 7, 8 years of age. And I'm curious, friends, any of this normal? Some people have weighed in on Facebook. I'm going to tell you what they said, but I really want to hear from moms tonight. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow, by the way. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Attachment parenting. It's a controversy. It's on the cover of Time magazine. But is it worth a controversy? Or is it just the most normal thing since sliced bread? Help educate me tonight, the binge thinker. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. The website is baldwinmccullough.com, thebingethinker.com, and on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, when I was writing my new best-selling book, No, He
Can't. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Triple 888-340-3373 is the phone number. Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern, and stations number 326 and 327 now on the air with us. Thank you, AM 660 WORL in Orlando, and WNPW, The Pledge, AM 1260 in Grand Rapids. We're thankful, well, the Zeeland area. We're grateful for both of those new cities joining us, and we continue to expand each week. And we're grateful that you're telling your friends and you're engaging your mind in the process of binge thinking. Somebody said in the chat room,
"Oh, Kevin, this is not even relevant to life."
Really? How you parent your kids isn't relevant to life? Please, whatever coward wrote that on the chat room wall, please explain what you mean. Because I have no idea what you currently think what could be relevant to life, but how you parent your kids is kind of important. In fact, it's very important. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. I wanted to tell you, we posted this on the Facebook page, and man, did it raise opinions. Several people that had seen the Time magazine cover said, well, you know, it's a publicity stunt. They're doing it to make it appear this way or that way, et cetera, et cetera. Many people's reactions are the whole cover seems creepy and it's just a very weird issue to have coming out around Mother's Day anyway. That's what my lovely bride said when I spoke with her about it. At length, coward in the chat room who won't say who you are. Mothers, dads, children are all concerned with the topics of how you raise kids. So if you don't like it, why don't you go get your own show? You know, you can always do that. 888-340-3373. But some of the people on Facebook said this. And Linda from Illinois said, extremely disturbing about the attachment parenting cover on Time magazine. She said, in fact, the fact that I work at a school and that these are delivered as usual classroom subscriptions, she said, almost caught us off guard. Glad someone in the main office caught them before our sixth grade male students who sort our mail had to see them. So that was, that's kind of interesting. Joe Dunworth, also on the Facebook page, said the image is gratuitous and it's a bit creepy. He said, but, you know, declining readership leads to desperate tactics. As for the actual topic, said, I've seen it carried through to kids as old as five, the extended breastfeeding. That's what he's talking about. He said, organizations out there who actively promote this activity long after most kids have been weaned, kind of weird. He says, I don't know much about science, but it would seem that this could have lasting psychological effects. Not only that, Joe, the word that my wife used was... it could arouse the sexual person of the person long before they're ready to have that awareness raised. And then lastly, another good friend of mine, this one from Texas, someone I actually went to school with, said the cover picture got the attention that the magazine desired, but she said, I really like Dr. Sears. And what he has said, and what he has to say, this is the way I parent. I haven't nursed any of my children past the age of two, but I don't think it's wrong. And what I, from what I know of Miriam, and I believe she's had a brood of children, and they all seem to be very well adapted. But we're not, we don't do the family bed thing at the McCullough house. Like sometime down the road, if they're scared of lightning or thunder and they need to jump in bed with mommy and daddy, that's going to be okay with us. But the idea is just a regular part of the cycle of life. You just get to sleep in mom and dad's bed for the first 3 to 8 years. That ain't going to work. Not as long as I'm breathing. Let's go to Oregon, 888-340-3373, because John is with us. Hi, John. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I just wanted to talk about how I've been a victim of attachment parenting and how destructive it's been in my life.
Now, let me just guess here, John. You're not currently 3 to 8 years of age.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So whoever was doing this to you back years ago, you were considerably younger at the time. I don't think I don't think it was called attachment parenting at that time.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So what was your experience?
I can tell you the effects that it had on me. I've had nothing but problems in relationships, have irrational fears, separation anxiety, afraid of being alone, and I actually eventually became addicted sexually because of the early childhood inappropriate touching and interaction that took place. It's been very damaging.
How old would you have said you were when that touching was taking place?
Probably between the ages of maybe five to eight.
Okay. Well, John, I'm sorry that that is the case. And it,
for a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 o'clock. And again, a big thanks to those of you listening all across the country, those of you in AM 660 WORL Orlando, and those of you listening to AM 1260 WNPW The Pledge in the Grand Rapids area, our two newest stations. And we're grateful that you're there and grateful to get to know you. And in the weeks to come, you get to get to know a little bit of the zaniness that is Stephen Baldwin. He's on assignment tonight. He's helping his mother's breast cancer research fund, and we go through a couple of these cycles each year in which he has to be away for some of those duties. But he wanted to be here tonight. In fact, we discussed the possibility of him calling in, and I think he may be getting away from the banquet table even as we speak and making his way to a telephone. I wanted to say, before we went any further, though, that I'm grateful for those of you that have heard Stephen and I talking in the last couple of weeks about the 2012 and 2012 initiative, because it is attempting to feed 2012 children that would die unless we fed them a meal that cost 25 cents. In feeding a child a meal that only costs 25 cents to provide it, that child is literally having his life saved. And so we are putting our heads together with our partners, King's Ransom Foundation. We're putting our heads together with the Food for Orphans group out of Colorado Springs. And we are excited that to date, thus far, through last Monday, through a week ago Monday, 573 children's lives have been saved because someone like you stepped up and said, I'm going to give a one-time gift of $92 that will feed a child, literally feed a child, for an entire year. Just before we went on the air tonight, someone from Alabama stopped by the studios and said, I want to give a gift of $920 because I want to save 10 kids. And he was explaining to me that just recently he had been in New York City, he had gone to a Knicks game, he had parked the car, he had gone to get some food and other things. He realized he blew $80-$90 like in the snap of a finger. And then he said to realize that that same $92 could have been turned around and used to feed a child, and it would have fed them for an entire year. He said it really spoke to his heart. So his name was Alex, and he stopped by and dropped a check off in person tonight because he wanted to feed 10 kids. Joining us on our newsmaker line is the aforementioned Stephen Baldwin. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Kevo. How are you, sir?
We're doing okay. We've been talking about breastfeeding. We've been talking about our government letting terrorists go back into circulation. It's been a wild and crazy show. We've been letting everyone know that speaking of breasts, you've been out there defending them. In all jokes aside, your mother's breast cancer foundation, the research fund, doing everything they can to find a cure. But where are you right now, and what is today about for the Baldwin clan?
Well, this is the annual Black Tie Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund Gala here at the Turning Stone Resort and Casino up here in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the T-shirts that, you know, my mom's people have had a lot of success raising money with is one that's a pink T-shirt because, you know, the pink ribbon is the universal symbol for breast cancer.
Right.
And one of the T-shirts says, big or small, let's save them all. I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is.
And simultaneously, brother, thanks again, Kevo, for, you know, your support and understanding when I got to jump off the radio show sometimes, but got to honor mom and all of that. And simultaneously, I'm up here hosting the event up here in Syracuse tonight, and mom, Carol, and my sister Elizabeth are on Ellis Island right now because my mom was selected to be one of the recipients of what's called the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. Last year, Bruce Springsteen was the recipient, and many, many, many very, very interesting dignitaries have received it before. Gerald Ford has received it. I don't have the short list of recent recipients, but it's a wonderful honor, and it's about people who, from generationally from different countries, who have come here, you know, to America for the American dream and all of that good stuff, have gone on to do good works and give back.
Sure. Well, it's a wonderful thing. Now, see, I thought originally I think the plan was for you to be with Mom on Ellis Island, and I thought you had worked that out so that you could renounce your American citizenship the way the co-founder of Facebook did so that you could avoid your tax penalties for this year.
No, no. No.
Because Ellis Island would make sense if people became citizens there, that they could go there to renounce their citizenship as well.
No, I'd rather, be blessed, fortunately, by God's direction, to continue to be successful, like with our company, Extreme Media, and be blessed with making whatever money I can and paying my taxes, which, you know, for me, late in the game was a lesson I've had to learn. But more importantly, I'd like to do my part, you know, in this capitalist opportunity that I believe in, and I'd like to see the country in that regard be steered back in that direction, away from the direction it's been going.
Yeah.
I won't put a label on it. Leave it right there.
Right. Well, it is kind of interesting, though. You did hear about the Facebook story, didn't you?
Of course not, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, one of the founders of Facebook... Let me see if I can find...
Not the main kid.
Not Zuckerberg. One of his co-guys that had helped him. But this week, and it just came out in the last 24 hours or so, so that's why I was asking. But this week said that if it's necessary for him to do it, Eduardo Saverin, co-founder of Facebook, who happens to be a Brazilian-born resident of Singapore. Now, so he's Singaporean, but he was born in Brazil, and he's an American citizen now. Anyway, he's renounced his American citizenship because with Facebook about to go public and the IPO has already been overcommitted to, in other words, they've got more people wanting to get the IPO than they have shares to give, which I guess is a good problem to have if you're launching an IPO. Anyway, he says that by renouncing his American citizenship, he may save, a billion in taxes. Because he
there are a lot of people that want to pray effectively. Doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any
need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate moments till my memory bring back. I wanna cherish those moments. I wanna savor those times. Rekindle the romance, Jesus, between you and I. Bring back the times.
All right, Baldo McCullough live from New York, and joining us live from Syracuse, or where are you exactly? Could it be? Stephen?
In one of the little towns right outside of Syracuse called Verona, New York.
Verona, New York.
Yeah, with a V like Victor, and here is one of the wonderful Oneida Nation Native American resorts. That has been an awesome blessing, Kevin, to my mom's organization for years and years and years. They have a big, beautiful casino here and four golf courses. One of them is a PGA course that hosts a televised PGA professional tournament every year, and they've donated the golf courses every year for us to have golf tournaments to raise funds for breast cancer. They've just been a great blessing.
And how much money has the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund raised in its existence?
Well, there's two chapters. There's one down on Long Island that's part of Stony Brook University. And then there's one up here in Syracuse. And just the one up here, I would say in about 13 or 14 years, they've raised over $2 million. And what they do is they give $50,000 research grants for the effort of trying to find a cure. And they've given 35 of those in the last 13, 14 years.
That's outstanding. That's awesome. And we've been at the Turning Stone. We've done this show from that very place, and they are great people, and grateful for their help there. It is Mother's Day tomorrow, and that's well and good. And you've already mentioned that the lovely Mrs. Baldwin has something going on there, but it's also Stevie B's birthday today.
I know. 46, Kevo. 46.
So does it feel any different?
Well, I rode around on my skateboard up here earlier.
I'm sure you did.
And you know, the only difference now, Kevo, is when I take a little sidewalk surfing wipeout on occasion, it just takes a little bit longer to heal up. That's all.
And did you have one of those today?
No, I did good. I kept my balance and everything was fine. Thank goodness.
Do you have video proof of that?
Well, all I can tell you is, like my two teenage daughters tell me all the time, Dad, you're 46. You're not supposed to be skateboarding anymore. But, you know, I just enjoy being a big kid, Kevo. That's my part of the equation that is Baldwin McCullough Radio.
There you go. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. That's it for this edition of the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast. Join us next Saturday when you may hear Stevie B say, live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. Stephen, good to talk to you.
Brother.
See ya.
In today's ever-changing world economy,